Delta 7 Japan, mobile.
Hey Bob, how you doing today?
I am doing fairly well. I just actually got back to Tennessee. And I got to run over to my business partners and pick up some ladders and stuff.
Just got back from having a colonoscopy, so if I say something weird or whatever, you know, it's anesthesia, but I really feel great. And everything went great, so, hey, another 10 years, praise God, I don't have to do that.
They don't put you quite as deep as they do in the colonoscopy, but they close. And I felt great by noon the next day. I felt normal.
Dopey is not anything unusual for old men that shouldn't be climbing on ladders. And they're all TR. Choppy, Bob. Well, glad you had that done, and glad it was successful, Dave. It's worth its weight in gold.
I don't have any history of that, but, you know, it's always good. It's been 10 years, and the doctor, last time, he kind of gave me a stern look and said, you need to have your colonoscopy like that. So, you know, he's been after me for several years, so, you know, he'll be glad. I have a virtual thing with him next week, so he'll have a smile on his face, and because all my blood work was good and everything. And yeah, Bob, you're all a little choppy, but we're getting the gist of what you're saying there. This is KB4CBA.
Well, I dropped down into a little hole there. Is it any better now?
Oh, man, that's much better.
Yeah, I dropped down into a little normal hole there on Hayes Road there. So, well, anyway, good to hear you, Tom. And, yeah, you're right. I should not be climbing ladders. And I'm not climbing a ladder. I'm just going to get one. So that's what I'm doing. I'm not getting up on it.
Well, I got a security light I've been moving for the last couple of days. And I got to where I couldn't walk yesterday, so I'm going to finish it up today, and I have to get on a ladder today. Yesterday I didn't. I can last maybe 3 to 5 minutes, and that's all my foot will take, Bob, and I got to get off of it. So I may just take the conduit down with the box on it, and I've got to unwire it because I wired the switch up going up to it already like a dummy. Oh, but that's what happens when you get old. And, yeah, Dave, that's a good thing to have. And as old as you are, you probably won't have to worry about getting another one.
And, you know, everything about this was great. Even the prep, you know, years ago you had to drink that gallon jug of that stuff, and now it's just two little bottles. And so it was, you know, this is the best one I've ever had. So I was really dreading it, and everything went a heck of a lot better than, you know, than I expected.
I had first one done, so. Anyway, I got to swing through the post office here. I'm going to get choppy for a few. I'll throw my call when I get back.
Good to hear you, buddy. And I'm just finishing up a bowl of chili, and Bernice made, and it's delicious. Of course, I had to add a little extra ketchup to it, but most normal people don't, Dave. Yeah, they used to give you Versed, and it's an amnesiac. Now they give you propofol, so you're probably doing a moon dance, because that's what that little guy that sang all them songs took. What's his name? Michael Jackson, yeah, took. But he overdosed it. But it's not the same stuff anymore, and you come out of it a whole lot quicker.
They told me not to drive, but, anyhow, I can tell that I can kind of feel the effects, but it's not anything like, because the last one I had, I came home and slept for like half a day or something, you know, and, but I love Merced. They call it the amnesia drug, and hey, I'm back on HF. I just got a bill in 4IQ, helped me get my Wyndham back up yesterday, so I'm back on the air, and I'm tickled to death, sitting here listening to a couple of guys on my 18 meters.
Bill told me yesterday that they got you up. He said your antenna's kind of in a weird configuration there, but he says it's working. Yeah, I don't know why they don't give Versed anymore, at least in talking to the doctors. They said that the propofol, they don't have to give you as much, and it wears off quickly. And so you come out of it sooner in the recovery room, too. And if I got my marbles all in a roll there, I think I do. Well, I still got to get mine up, but... I'm not in any hurry. We're supposed to have 10 days of good weather here. And I think I'm probably going to have a little bit of help to get this one up. But I don't like to ask, so I'll try it myself first. 265-foot Carolina Wyndham. And it broke here earlier this year. And so I got all new wire, like Bill said to get. And... already had everything else for it, and so I'm going to put it back up. But it goes over four different people's yards here, so I kind of got a long ways to go. That sucker's long, Dave. It's in 0TR.
It's only 135, so yours would do 160 meters, mine one. But, I've heard there's not really a tremendous amount of activity in 160, so I'm not missing out on a whole lot. And I just went over to 40 meters, and man, I got a good signal on some guys here. I might try to talk to them here in a minute. There's something, I don't know what happened. They said, I talked to some guys yesterday just testing it, and their report was that my audio, which is, my mic game was turned up too high. Well, I had it at 75%, and I don't know why anything should have changed, because it was unplugged with coax. But I had to turn it down to like 25 for it to be acceptable, but then that cuts your power down, so I got to figure out what's going on here. But when I tied into the net last night on 3915, I just held the mic about a foot away from me, and nobody complained about it.
Room there for Bob. I think he goes into a post office box, so... I don't know. I think Bill would be the one to ask that question to. And I don't know what kind of mic you're using, and I'm no expert on that anyways, Dave. Well, Steve came over and got some wood this morning, but he petered out real fast. His knees just won't take it, so he just got one row of wood. And he's going to need some help to get the rest of it.
ND7J Mobile.
Well, how was everything in the post office?
bolts. I don't know if he could have got any more in there. And I pulled it all out and laid it on the table. And I'm bringing home two envelopes. The rest of it was political junk.
Your bill and your taxes and all your doctor bills and stuff, old man, you wouldn't have that problem.
My political ads in the mail. There was no real mail.
All there is right now is cars, drugs, and lawyers, Bob. And Medicare. Oh, yeah. Every other advertisement on TV is Medicare. And wanting to change your plan, it'll be that way till this introductory period's over at the first of next month, I think, isn't it, Marines? I don't know. It's got a ways to go.
And they kind of, after December or so, they phase out and they start back in about August. Go ahead, David.
Hey, guys, are y'all carry on? I want to try and see if I can make contact here with some acute flow on 40 meters and see what's going on there. Then give me a report. Good talk with both of you, and pleasure as usual. Tom and Bob, and y'all behave yourselves as much as you can there. And we'll talk to you later. 73 is KB4CBA.
Hey, David, hang on a second. Early bird net, or do you?
Hey, I don't. What time is it?
Hey, no, I thought I heard you call in. It starts at 4:45 in the morning and it ends at 6 a.m. One morning I thought I heard you call in, that's all.
Usually up at that time.
Okay, I didn't think so, but that's just what I'd ask. Anyway, have a good one. Over to you, Tom.
Good to hear you. And next time you go on a big binge and on a hangover and tell us you had a colonoscopy, we'll know better. Take care. This is N0TR.
KB4CBA.
Next time you go on a big binge and use that colonoscopy as an excuse for a hangover, well, we'll know the rest of the story there, as Paul Harvey said. See you later, Dave. This is N0TR. Go ahead, Bob. No joy, you're in a hole.
Hey, I'm coming back to the top here. I don't know if you can hear me now. Are you right?
Bob, I didn't copy that. You got scratchy again. I'll wait till you get to the top of the hill.
But I'm going to go down again. I just hope you're
hope you have a wonderful day. It's beautiful out there.
On the back side of the mountain now. 73 Tom, we'll catch you again up to work. He's on the table.
73, good to hear you. ND7J is N0TR clear.